This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring us anything you want toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
We continue with you and your calls. For those of you just tuning in, we had Michael on the line in Louisiana, and he's calling about a conversation that happened a couple of nights ago when Stephanie, Julia, and Nemi were hosting the show. There was some discussion, I guess, about women and the workplace, and you made some statements. You claim, now obviously none of us were here on the show tonight. We're here on Wednesday night, so none of us were privy to that conversation. But you say that the hosts on the show that night, Michael, one of them made the statement that women in the workplace should lift up other women to promote other women just because of the fact that they're women?
Not exactly that, but the facts weren't really brought up in terms of women making less than men. The wage gap wasn't really portrayed accurately. For example, men are drastically more likely to do dangerous work, for example, mining in Australia or oil derrick work in North Dakota, those kind of things. Men, for example, make up more than 92% of workplace deaths in addition.
But wait a minute. Now, how is it even fair to look at what men do on average as far as the danger of their work? Shouldn't we, if we're comparing salaries, be comparing exact same jobs? Shouldn't we look at, you know, well, a woman janitor makes X, but a male janitor makes Y?
You're making my point. For example, women on average are much more likely to go into fields that are comparatively make less, such as psychology, education, those kind of things. So even though women...
Where are you basing this off of?
Statistics from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics.
Okay, well, I just wanted to...
Okay, I'll take you at your word that women don't tend to get into as risky of careers, but ultimately, I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, what I was saying was, when comparing the wage gap, when women make, you know, only quote-unquote 75% as much as men, when you correct for the same type of degree or the same amount of experience, because women are more likely to work less or work part-time, mm-hmm. regardless if you want to say that's because of families or whatever, if women work less, they're going to accordingly make less. But when you correct for the amount of time worked and experience and degrees, you'll find that the wage gap really decreases to almost nothing. And in some careers, it's actually like 2% more for women. And Thomas Sowell has done a lot of work with this. He's much more well-read than I am, but...
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. If I were going to be comparing something, I'd want to compare apples to apples. So I would want to look at, you know, what does a woman make on average in this particular career as compared to a man? It's just not fair to bring in other careers into that, and that's what you're saying.
Exactly. And additionally, if companies could get away with paying a woman only like 75 or 77% as much as a man, then don't you think that they would just hire women en masse and not hire men if they could, you know, get away with paying, you know, only 75% of what labor was worth?
Yeah, I think what you're saying makes sense.
Okay, that was just my point.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know that, Allie, you are a working lady.
Yeah, I don't really like statistics. I see the caller's point. I don't like statistics about, who makes more, men or women, blacks or whites. Like, you can say certain things through statistics, but I think that they can be misleading. I think that's what he's saying, is that a lot of feminists will try to use statistics about wages to try to bring up some point about how there's not workers' equality. But I've never been in a job where I was making less than, you know, my coworker counterpart who has the same job as me, just by virtue of being a woman. Like, that doesn't, you know, that's never come up before, that I'm somehow worthless as a worker because I'm a woman. And if people did have that bias, well, then those companies are opening themselves up to a big disadvantage, because in a lot of situations, women might be better suited for a job, or, you know, hiring more women might actually give them a big advantage over other companies. So it's one of those things that, you know, it could be determined by what jobs women are going after, and I don't know what determines what jobs women go after. It could be social norms, and it could just be differences in, you know, whatever roles they play in society. Could be legitimate, could be illegitimate. It just sort of depends on where people are at the time.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Going to Mark, listening in North Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and JJ.
I think it's time that we continue to create a utopia on our roadways. I think it's just going to take a few more laws.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I don't think it'll take very long here. You know, we already got the one about the smoking and the texting,
right. Yeah.
And talking on the phones, and
you know,
eating's coming too. But
sure,
you know, that's chemically impaired and of course distractional. You know, devices that you have that don't allow you to focus properly. Well, we're leaving out another important factor in all this. You could be emotionally impaired.
Oh, sure.
Now, let's say you just lost your job. Should you be able to drive? I think we need another law.
What if you didn't get 8 hours of sleep?
What if you lost your cat recently or your child died early?
Right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Right. More laws. Yeah. That'll solve it.
I think.
Let's say you and your spouse have been married for 40 years or so, and she just died, and you was at the hospital. God rest her soul. I don't think you should be able to drive home.
Maybe the car needs to administer a psychological test prior to you being able to turn the key in the ignition, just to make sure that you can.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
I think we're encroaching on utopia here.
Yeah,
Mark,
I think
you might
a few more laws,
something.
And we'll have it. We'll have it right.
More laws, but you got to have more enforcers, too, so we should put more cops on the street, right?
More taxes, then.
I honestly don't think... I think these are all great points to actually bring up, that obviously legislating what state of mind people can be in when they're driving is not helping, but I do think it's stupid that basically our major mode of transportation requires us to be on a roadway with people who could be in these states of mind that
are
scary.
I can tell you when I was going to college and I wish I didn't, but I was pretty strapped for sleep at that point, and there were times when I was nodding out behind the wheel. That was some of the scariest. Those are some of the scariest times of my life. I mean, if you're out for half a second, you could be dead.
When I was growing up, my mother used to say, well, son, you can't say anything because you're in public. When did it turn around to be the other direction? Where any time you're in public, you should never be encroached upon. It used to be the other way. Let's say that gentleman that called in earlier, I forget his name, God bless him, but let's say that him and his wife head out to work, and he gets a call. He's almost to his place of employment, and he gets a call. His wife had a wreck. The police say she's at the hospital. She's in intensive care. It was a pretty bad wreck. You know, hope that never happens. Should he be able to drive? I think he's emotionally impaired. I think he should have to park the car and flag down a cab or wait for the next bus.
Mark, thanks for your thoughts. Anything else you want to share?
You see how this utopianism can go. It can get so far. You're in public. Get used to it.
No doubt, Mark. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the tongue-in-cheek. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Matt, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and JJ. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going tonight? Welcome back, Ian.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to kind of touch a little bit on the male versus female issue. Sorry, it was kind of noisy.
Make sure you talk right into your phone. You're a little low.
Apologies. How's that?
Go ahead, sir. Go for it.
Okay. So we're creatures of logic, right?
Some of us.
Most of us. I think all you guys are, and girls. Basically, I just wanted to point out that as far as males and females go, I mean, we're obviously different, males and females. And the way I picture it, and this is just my opinion, we're basically kind of like a yin-yang, where you have a male energy and a female energy. We're different because of the energy that we have, not only in our physical self, but in our astral self.
Tell you what, hang on, hold those thoughts, we'll bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Astral selves. I don't know where he's going with this, but we'll find out here shortly. 855-453. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the site, and you may enjoy them all for free, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. All of them free, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And here in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
By the way, when you go to freetalklive.com, you can download the archives through our website, but you can also download them now through our SoundCloud page, which is a completely new way for you to share the episodes of Free Talk Live. SoundCloud makes it easy. You go, if you want to, you can go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. There's a link to our SoundCloud page there. And then when you go to SoundCloud, you'll see all of our episodes ordered, most recent to oldest. And also you'll see a few other things mixed in there as well. And you can download them from SoundCloud if you want, but you can also use the SoundCloud Share button to easily share those episodes on your Facebook page, share them with your friends, share them to Twitter or WordPress. So many different ways, and SoundCloud makes it so easy. Once again, go to freetalklive.com, grab as many archives as you want, and pay nothing. Although, give you some ideas as to how you can help support the show later on if you want. And one of those ways you can help support the show is by supporting the advertisers that support the show. And Plainboards.com is one of those great folks. Plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. So if you would like to create your own message board, whether you have a website to put it on or not, it doesn't matter. You don't have to install this anywhere. You can just go to plainboards.com, type in the name of the board that you want, and it's created for you right there, hosted by plainboards.com. That's P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. If you care about anonymity online and protecting the privacy of your users, you owe them a plain board. It costs you nothing. Go to plainboards.com, see for yourself. As we go back to Matt, listening in New Hampshire. Matt, you were talking about the differences between men and women, and you were just kind of getting rolling with what you were saying before we had to go to break. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so basically, like I was saying, it's like we're yin-yang. You know, you have the yin energy on one side, and then on the other side you have the yang, and in each one is a little bit of the other. So basically, that's how it works, and sometimes, you know, someone, you'll have a different type of energy stuck in the wrong body because of, you know, genetic issues or energy issues in the soul or the soul group. Make sense?
Not really.
Okay, it's cool. I didn't even call to talk about that. But
well, okay. I mean, can you try to rephrase it? I mean, I understand what you're saying about the yin and yang. Women and men are different in some ways, but not completely.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's why there's a little bit of each one in the other.
Makes sense.
So we all have a lot of similarities, but we have little differences that make us unique.
Okay.
That complement one another? Is that what you're getting at? Like, they complement one another?
That's exactly how it is. They complement one another.
I see.
Okay. I mean, are you just making a statement, or was there somewhere else you were going with that line of thought?
No, not really.
All right. Anything else on your mind you want to share?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about energy. If you guys want to talk about it.
Great, go for it.
All right. So basically, you guys are big on freedom, and I totally am against an IP because of suppression.
IP being intellectual property?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of suppression of technology, and for obvious reasons. But I just wanted to point out that there's a man named Nikola Tesla who is actually responsible for all of 90% of what we have today as far as electrical technology,
mm-hmm.
due to the fact that he invented the power systems, and he doesn't have much credit for it because he's not a CEO.
Gotcha.
Anyway, he invented a wireless power transmission system that has been completely suppressed.
Yeah, it sounds pretty amazing. Wireless power transmission. I mean, how does that work?
It's actually pretty simple. You basically just need to create a resonant antenna. Basically, it's high voltage. You need to step up the voltage so that on the secondary coil you have voltage without current. And it actually transmits. It has a standing wave.
How far can this transmit power?
Well, you know, it's based on the size of it. I actually don't know because I don't have one. Well, I have a small one, so.
If it's so effective, why aren't people doing it?
Well, let me ask you this. If you have a way to make power, then you can't meter it. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I understand the old.
If I make a transmitter that's like an FM antenna, it's a one way, it's a unidirectional signal. So it's putting out power in all directions. You can put as many receivers as you want that can get the signal, and it has no effect on the transmitting station. In other words, more, you know.
I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, energy can be cannot be created nor destroyed. So if this wireless transmitter is, or this if this power transmitter is, and look, I'm no scientist, but if the wire, if this transmitter is transmitting power, you're saying that all of the receivers can equally receive it? That doesn't make any sense. That would be more power than it would be sending out. That doesn't make sense.
No, what I'm saying is that the receive stations have no effect on the transmitting station. So theoretically, it's possible to get more power than you're transmitting.
Okay, so it would be somehow taking... Yeah, that's beyond me as far as how that would work.
It resonates at the Schumann resonance frequency, which is the frequency of the Earth's magnetic field.
It sounds really far out. So, again, I'm going to ask you, why is it that nobody's doing this? I mean, presumably, you seem to know a thing or two about it, so Nikola Tesla must have left some information behind.
Right.
I mean, if this is a doable thing, then how come it hasn't, you know, there's no proof of concept out there?
It has been done. If you look up guys like Eric Dollard from California, that's just one name.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, you know, the feds come and get them.
The feds do.
Basically, or whoever, you know, somebody doesn't like the fact that you're not paying for your power and that you're giving your neighbors and your family power, and then what happens?
Yeah, you know, I saw something recently about a perpetual energy machine, and it sounds...
I just want to...
It sounded pretty interesting, I wanted to say, that it...
Yeah, that's great. A lot of people have that conception that it's perpetual energy. That's not what it is at all. They don't realize that the vacuum is infinitely dense with energy. It's just like a solar panel. You're just picking up energy that's already there.
Cool, man. So here's what I don't understand. Like, the excuse that the feds are going to come in, it would have worked 30 years ago when we didn't have the internet.
Well,
but
listen,
there's no excuse for it now.
I don't have a lab. I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to make something like this.
Is that what it costs? Does it cost $100,000 to make this?
I don't know. But I know I don't have the right equipment. It would probably cost me that much to buy the equipment and get a clean room and get a, you know, all the things that you need to do this kind of thing.
Well, you know, that's really unfortunate. I know that there are some folks out there with their, you know, plans for perpetual energy machines that anybody can build these things. If they actually work, there would be no real barrier of entry to building those. So I would hope that if somebody can come up with something that's worthwhile, they put the plans out, let anybody download them, and then go for it and give it a try. If enough people are building these things, then there's no way for them to be shut down. I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you, 855-453-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. But once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And JJ.
Don't forget, bitcoins. You need to learn about these things. They're going to become more and more important over time, I have a feeling. Certainly seems like they are. Have been doing so within the last few years. They were created just a couple of years ago, I think it was late 2008, somewhere around there. They came into existence and slowly gained popularity. Last year, they shot up in popularity dramatically, just a huge increase in the value of the Bitcoin. It's settled down a little bit since then, but that doesn't mean that they're any less popular. It just means that the market value has been fluctuating. You can learn more about them at weusecoins.org. They're a digital cash, essentially. They are something that you can use anonymously if you like. It is instantaneous to use Bitcoins. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. The Bitcoin doesn't exist thanks to some corporation or government. It exists because it's an open source programming project. And therefore, it's also peer-to-peer, so therefore it is pretty much bulletproof. The government people can't shut this thing down because there are millions of people participating in the Bitcoin network. And if you take out some of those people, it's not going to take out the whole network. So learn more at weusecoins.org. And you can get your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. Do that over at bitinstant.com. Buy your Bitcoins with cash at bitinstant.com. By the way, regarding our last call with the question about wireless transmission, Sciphase has sent me a link to the Singularity Hub, singularityhub.com. And the claim, of course, is always that with these special methods of creating power that are so unique and so revolutionary that the old guard is out there, the coal companies and these old companies that have been around forever trying to shut down all of these new upstarts. And, you know, that's a believable story if this was like 1970, that the men in suits come around and intimidate the inventor into giving up all of his stuff, or else he's going to, you know, get hurt or something bad's going to happen to him. And that's kind of a believable story in the world where the inventor's just kind of toiling away in obscurity and nobody knows what's, you know, what the inventor is doing and that sort of thing. But now, if somebody is experimenting with infinite power sources, if somebody's doing these experiments, there's no reason why they can't be duplicated. A lot of these experiments don't have to involve $100,000 worth of equipment or a clean room or whatever it was the last caller was saying. You don't need that kind of money to do experimentation in the world of power creation. And some people are indeed experimenting with infinite power sort of devices out there, and some of them are having some success, and they're publishing it. And anybody can go and look at this. This website, Singularity Hub, is talking about this wireless power transfer, and it's pointing out that there are real life examples of people doing this. In fact, Intel apparently is messing around with this. I mean, you think the government goons are going to be able to successfully show up at Intel's door and, you know, shut them down on this one?
Why not?
No. So I think there's some paranoia out there around this particular subject, but I don't think it's really valid anymore. There's no reason why a good idea wouldn't be able to spread instantaneously to so many different sites, to so many different locations, that it would be impossible to shut it down.
Which is why back, you know, last week we talked about inventions in the free market and patents and stuff like that. And that's kind of why my idea of transparency is kind of the idea I hold, is because you can take something and spread it. And maybe you don't have that little bit more to make this thing feasible or profitable or workable, but someone else out there might see your idea and figure that little bit out, and all of a sudden your idea actually works now. Your idea will actually profit instead of just languishing in the relics of time.
That's the benefit of open source, right? Yes. So people can collaborate on something together for the benefit of everybody. And I think that's important. And by the way, this wireless energy transfer here, it does. There's some terms here that sound familiar based on our last call. It says that wireless energy is built on the principle of resonant coupling. The devices use copper coils that, if tuned to the same frequency, can resonate with one another. One coil is plugged into the wall and creates an electromagnetic field. Another coil nearby resonates with the first field, picking up some energy in the process to fuel your electronics. The magnetic field lets energy flow regardless of obstacles in the way, so the current can travel through walls. Currently, the type of radiation involved can only resonate within a few meters. So that's one of the restrictions on this wireless transmission technology, is it doesn't go very far.
Yes.
And also, of course, I don't know if it's addressed here, but I also would question the efficiency of wireless
transfer. Well, you figure it has to go through the air, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's going to absorb something, just like it absorbs sound, just like it absorbs any sort of energy. You're basically having this energy radiate through the, obviously, waveform, but it's going to run into other things. There's going to be loss over time. How are you going to focus it, you know, properly into one location as you try to, like, shoot it across a distance?
Well, they have a way to do that with these antennas that are in the coils, essentially, here. Over the last few years, a number of companies have been racing to put wireless energy technology, and by the way, this piece here is from 2009, so there's probably been some advancements since then. They've been racing to put wireless energy on the market. Last week, researchers, this is years ago, at Intel showcased a wirelessly charged iPod speaker. In 2007, researchers at MIT revealed a similar project that powered a light bulb remotely. The physicist and project leader, Martin Solijic, went on to found startup Y-Tricity, which is leading the pack in developing a commercially viable product. And then they go on to talk about Nikola Tesla and a few other things. So there's information out there about this. It's not being suppressed, and there's no way they could suppress it. In the same way that you can't shut down Bitcoin, you can't stop a good idea in the world of the Internet. Sorry, I don't believe the paranoid.
They're going to try, of course. There's ways to try with CISPA and SOPA and things like that to actually enact harsher controls on the Internet, but hopefully that's not going to happen. Who knows?
Pirate Bay's still out there. You know, the mirroring is the solution to preventing the shutdown of information. If the information spreads to enough places, it will become impossible for those who wish to suppress it to actually be successful at doing so. Let's go to the phone zone and talk to Kyle, listening in Arizona. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and JJ.
All right, nice to be on. I guess a long time listener, first time caller.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
First of all, that last call, I believe you can already kind of transmit energy, but one of the problems is when you just broadcast it out, just the same as radio waves, there's a lot of energy that's lost, and you need a lot more energy the further away the receiver is.
Mm-hmm.
Technically we already have similar things. I mean, the sun gives off electromagnetic radiation, and we absorb it into solar panels or, you know, what have you. But that's actually not why I called. A different topic. You know, I noticed when Derek J was on, when he was hosting, and, you know, poor guy, I hope he gets out soon. But I noticed he was doing a lot of activism, not just physical activism, I guess you'd say, but also digital activism. He had, I think he was helping run that FR33 agents and those, you know, similar sorts of projects. Essentially what I was calling in is I want to ask you, and I want to ask the other listeners, is there any sort of centralized place on the internet, like a message board where, I guess, voluntarists or liberty lovers can kind of collaborate? Because if there is, I'm not aware of it, and I was just wondering if you guys knew of any, or if Derek, I know he can't answer because he's in jail, but...
I don't know how far along FR33 Agents is, but that was one of the intentions there, is for people to collaborate. You could go to FR33Agents.com and check that out. I don't know if you intend to move to the Shire at any point. There's some good discussions that can be had over at the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. But I think as far as like an internationally applicable site, FR33agents.com is probably the best choice. Again, I don't know if that is being actively promoted at the moment or what the current level of signups are, but that might be someplace worth checking out. If you want, you can stick with us here. We can bring it back. 855-450-FREE, because Ali or JJ, I don't know if you have any suggestions for Kyle. 1-855-450-3733. Of course, I think the best suggestion is to get together physically with other human beings who love freedom, and we're going to do that in just a week or so with the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world, Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, it's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in, toll free, and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We invite you there, and you can enjoy all the features free. If you like Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your $3 a month is all we ask you for. Remember, you get all the features on the website for free, so this is above and beyond that. If you like the show and you really want to support what Free Talk Live is doing, and that is getting the ideas of liberty into new marketplaces around the country by getting on more radio stations. We're on over 100 stations at this point, and we could be on 2, 3, 400, 500. It's just a matter of time and effort and money to market the show. So that's where that money goes. It's not going to paychecks. It's going to help, you know, get Free Talk Live into more ears. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use alternative methods that are also available over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. The AMP program is the reason why Mark and I were able to go to New York City this week and schmooze it up with the radio industry bigwigs. We'll also likely be going to another radio conference later on this year. We do advertising in the major industry publication, Talkers Magazine. We do what we can to get this show into as many new people's ears as possible. It's great for people that love liberty to hear this show too, but it's also important for people who've never heard of these ideas to come across them, and getting on radio stations can help us do that. And there are a lot of great shows out there in the liberty movement, but there's only one of them that's on more than one radio station.
Yeah, and more than 100 radio stations.
And that's Free Talk Live. So if you don't mind, it makes a big difference. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we are on with Kyle in Arizona. He has asked a question about online venues on which one could discuss ideas for activism. And that's what you're looking for tonight, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, I've gotten pretty good at doing web development, and I've been a longtime liberty lover. And at this point, I'm kind of looking to, you know, maybe implement some ideas. And I just want to make sure I partner up with another person I can trust who has similar values.
Here's an excellent suggestion. One of the guys behind Free Agents, FR33agents.com, is the guy Trullius. He is from Freedom Engineering. And since you are a web designing type person, you would really fit in over there. FreedomEngineering.org is where you can go. It's a group of tech wizards who are working to better the technical tools and the things that we have in our belts, so to speak, to advance the ideas of liberty. So the Freedom Engineers are behind a number of interesting projects, and if you go there, you can get hooked up with some other guys that probably have similar skill sets or complementary skill sets, and you can put those to work sort of behind the scenes. But also there are things that go on in the real world, and that's where I wanted to bring the Porcupine Freedom Festival into the discussion, because Freedom Engineering is great to bring people from around the world together digitally who want to create things, but also we can create things in real life by doing real-life activism as well, which of course is what the Porkfest is about. It's about bringing activists together into the same place so they can get to know one another and network and throw ideas around and maybe work on something together in the future as more people move to the Shire from all around the country, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Porkfest is coming up in 10 days from now. It is going to be here before we know it, and we're all getting geared up. JJ, you are putting together something pretty exciting.
Yes.
For the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, this year, in years past, a lot of people have asked about footage. Well, this year we are doing footage. Right. The pavilion will be equipped with a fully capable HD video switching suite with three cameras, lighting, pro audio. And we're looking for sponsors that want to get their message in these videos to help fund this project. And basically we're going to have 49 different events, over about 60 hours of footage. And
wow,
that's all going to YouTube. It's all going to be made available for anyone to watch whenever. They can rip it, share it, create, collaborate, whatever. But we're going to take it all in, add some messages on it just to help fund the project, and then just get it out there and let people share it and share these ideas all across the world.
So how are you going to acquire the sponsors for this?
Oh, we have I set up a Facebook page. Basically, it's if you go to facebook.com/porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, chronicles. Porkfest Chronicles is the name of the webpage.
Facebook.com/Porkfest Chronicles.
That's right. That's the name of the project. It's Porkfest Chronicles. Basically, just a chronicle of what takes place at the pavilion, the Shire Society Pavilion, and it's going to be a great time.
There's a lot of stuff scheduled.
They've pretty much rejiggered the schedule so that a lot of the really cool speakers and events happen in the pavilion and will be recorded and will be put on the internet so everybody can share them.
Awesome.
Great.
I am so excited about this, by the way, because I put the sponsorship up for the Shire Society Pavilion, and this is like big-time added value to me. I'm totally
jazzed. Oh, yeah, the Shire Society is definitely going to get promoted a lot.
Very cool. So, Kyle, any chance you're going to make it out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Difficult. I actually already got a spot for the camping, but, man, plane ticket. I'm still trying to work to get that round trip plane ticket because that's not too cheap from Arizona.
Yeah, what's it, a few $100?
Yeah, are you kidding me? It's a lot more than that.
Really?
I think you're talking maybe $700, $800.
Whoa. Round trip. I don't know, man. I guess last minute, but I just looked at some airline tickets to go from Manchester to Arizona, and it was only like $350.
Maybe
go to
really?
Maybe check out Southwest.
Maybe I was in the wrong place. I'll have to check again.
Yeah, check out Southwest's website. I think that's where I went to look at that. Anyway,
all right,
Kyle,
cool.
I hope that we helped with at least a couple suggestions. FreedomEngineering.org, great place to go for technically capable people. And then otherwise, there's FR33agents.com, which is a good place for anybody that loves liberty to hook up with others who also are interested in the same things. And
thanks,
Kyle.
I'll definitely check it out.
Thanks, I appreciate your call tonight. 855-453 Viper online, listening, Free Talk Live. Hello, Viper.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind? You're on with Ian, Ally, and JJ.
Well, I'm going to eat some crow over the last call I made about Ron Paul having the success or whatever. That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
What do you mean?
But I don't think he's going to be nominated. By the Republican Party.
Probably not, but it's not over yet, right? I mean, there's still a possibility that at the convention people could vote for Ron Paul. I mean, it's not over.
Exactly. I think that's a self-defeating prophecy.
Yeah, you're probably, you know, but I'll have to concede that to you as well.
I would say the best thing to do is to not be devastated if he doesn't win. I think that there's a chance that, you know, probably a pretty good chance that he won't, because they're Republicans and they're probably going to vote for Mitt Romney. But, you know, these Ron Paul guys are fanatics, and they are probably more dedicated than the Romney people are. We've seen evidence of that this whole time around. They've been coming into these conventions. They've been invading these conventions, and it's really been bugging the establishment. And they're going to do the same thing at the upcoming Republican convention.
Yep.
Then even if Ron Paul doesn't end up winning, it should be quite the dramatic and fascinating scene, something unlike anything we've ever seen.
Yes.
And if he doesn't win, then just, you know, don't be devastated by it. Don't let that be the end of the activism realm.
I think that we can all learn a little something from the saga of Rand Paul.
Oh, my God. We haven't even talked about this yet.
Right.
Rand Paul.
I've been railing against this guy for months now, ever since he voted to torture the people who live in Iran, who are, yes, human beings.
Yeah, I've known this guy, you know, we were talking critically, or I was at least, talking critically about Rand Paul since before he got elected, and that's because he's not principled.
I went to the Daily Paul website, and I was trying to tell these people that Rand Paul was no good over this Iran thing. Because he obviously doesn't have this basic respect of human beings.
Didn't he make a crack about gay people, too, that was really inappropriate?
I didn't know his policies could get any gayer.
Right.
That's what he said about Obama.
Yeah, and said about Obama sort of supporting gay marriage, right?
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, personally, which doesn't mean anything, but personally, I got completely blasted over this stuff at the Daily Paul website, you know, and I just told these people, you know, you can't trust this guy.
Look at it. He threw his own dad under the bus. I mean, for the listeners that don't know this yet, Rand Paul has come out and endorsed Mitt Romney. What else do you need to know about this dude? I mean, clearly he doesn't give a damn about the ideas of liberty. Yeah, okay, he may be better than the other senators, but that's not saying much.
Yeah, Rand Paul's a far cry.
I can totally stand aside at this point and let you guys run with this.
Biker, unfortunately, we have no more time. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It has been Ian here with you.
Allie.
And JJ.
All right, JJ, one more time, that Facebook page.
Pork Fest Chronicles.
Very good. All right, see you tomorrow online in the meantime.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. CCRANE.com.